time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is time for your weekly tip right here on Radio Memphis and Memphis Metal Mondays. How about that? September 25th for you right here. And of course, you guys know every time that we do this, you know, what we're ultimately doing is this is actually part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, where we're bringing you some insight, you know, trying to get you some behind the scenes, you know, trying to get you some advice, trying to get you some really cool things, you know, that you may not know about from the eyes of the pros themselves. And so, and this was ultimately an idea along with everything else that comes with it, you know, the interviews and everything else that you guys have been listening to, not only on Memphis Metal Mondays, but on Radio Memphis around the world. And anytime that, you know, I'm on Radio Memphis, that I tried to plug these in, was ultimately kind of a mastermind idea that I said when I sat down and talked to a gentleman by the name of Mr. Ken Barr. And we started it by doing an interview with him, talking about his book, We Are the Road Crew. Well, you know, we always try to make it to where we can get him to check in from time to time. And as it turns out, for tonight, tip number 9, I get to talk to Ken Barr. So I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of fun. How are you doing, honey?
I am awesome, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm rocking out.
we're always good. It's a good life, isn't it?
It is, man. I started, you know, popping in some music, man, and so I actually found myself, you know, kind of air drumming there for a minute. So yeah, things are good.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Yeah. A little air drumming before the show this evening.
Absolutely. During the show, hell, right before you came on, I was air drumming. What are you talking about?
And damn, normally I've got my laptop on, so, and I'm watching you, but tonight I was like, well, I'll just leave it off. I've got to get ready and all that stuff. And crap, I missed the air drumming.
Well, I'm just, man, you don't see? That's why you've always got to stay plugged in with me, man. You never know what I'm getting ready to do. You never
lesson
know.
Lesson learned. You know, that just reminded me, Eric Singer used to always say the drum solo was the high point of the show.
Of course.
That's when everyone would go out to the parking lot and get high. He said that more than once, and for those that don't know who he is, he's a very good drummer. He used to call it the high point of the show.
He would know.
He would know. Absolutely.
So what else, man? What else you got going on? What are you doing?
For the tip, or are we talking about other stuff?
All right, you know what? Let's do this first, okay? Because we're going to do the tip because I'm getting ready to throw a boomerang, monkey wrench. I'm going to make you pull you up by the britches, pull your boots on moment here in a little bit.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I waited to do this on air, too. I didn't even discuss this with you.
No, that's why you got me intrigued. All right, let's get through these pesky tips here real quick.
All right.
Let's half-ass it and be done.
Don't eat yellow snow. Go.
Okay. Oh, you didn't hear it? You missed it? Oh, sorry.
All right, tip. Okay, you got tip number 9. All right, so what do you got for us tonight?
I've actually got a couple of things, and they all have to do. If this was a newspaper, this would be the lifestyle section of a newspaper. Because the hotel, the gigs are important, the gigs are why you're there, but the hotels can be a little tricky too if you don't navigate the waters properly.
Okay.
Bad things happen there too.
Okay.
The first thing I always would recommend, and I never had the sense to do this myself, when you go to a hotel, you check in, every hotel looks the same after a while. You don't know where you are. If you're going anywhere, get a couple of business cards from the hotel. That way, if the night goes suddenly, you know, hooks a left on you and you've had, you know, a little bit to drink, and you can just give the cab driver a card, take me here, take me home.
You know where the hell you know where the hell you're staying.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many times I've stood on a corner talking to a cabbie going, at the hotel that's over that way. He's like, sorry, sir, I don't have that address. That way does not count.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, okay, so for the first part of the tip, make sure that wherever you go, you actually grab a card, a business card, so that you always know where you're at and where you're going.
You know, and it actually is doubly so when you're out of the country and don't speak the language.
Oh, no doubt. All right, grab you a stack. Grab you the whole stack.
Yep.
Okay.
But the key thing is, once you've checked out of that hotel, make sure you throw that card away. Otherwise, on your next day off, you're going to be taking a cab to the last day off.
Ah, okay. You've done this. Yep. I'm sorry. It just occurred to me. You've done this.
Oh, I've done every brainless act that a human being can do on the road. Oh, yeah. I've been the star player of that team.
I meant to tell you. I saw one of the videos that Batty put up. I don't know where your guys were at. I don't know what you were doing, but you had a guitar, and you know, you had mane from hell, and
yeah.
You were staring into the camera, you know, and trying to make, you know, some issues with this particular guitar. That was an interesting video.
I think the Motorhead guys were in that video, weren't they?
They were.
That was from Operation Rock and Roll, and the sun was out, so it had to be around the time Metal Church were going on, I would say, or something, or maybe even before that.
Yeah,
because that show used to start at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and it was 5 bands. You got 5 shows. That was the a lot for your money back then.
No doubt,
you know, 5 good bands too.
No doubt, and everybody was rocking out. Absolutely. So yeah, I wanted to let you know I caught that. All right. So first part of the tip. All right, grab the hotel card. Now where are we? What are we doing now?
Okay. Next, very important tip. It's a multi here. It's an A, B, and C.
Okay.
Or an E and B. I don't know.
All right.
This is not the 70s. It is seriously not cool to trash stuff in your hotel room.
Right.
And much to my dismay, they don't have a price sheet for damaged goods that you can just politely check out when you leave. I inadvertently kicked in a door once, and I woke up and realized, yeah, that really did happen. I didn't dream it.
Mm.
And I called the front desk very politely and asked them how much for a door, and they were very shocked and very unhappy and sent up a whole group of people to measure in tapes and security and police, and it was not a fun place to be, and it's gotten worse. So please, no damages. It's not cool. You know, back in the 70s, 80s, where that stuff happened and people looked the other way, but especially crew guys, you want to get booted off a tour. I saw kids, you know, get booted because of a miscalculation of fortune on the night off, and it just isn't tolerated. So, you know, a lot of people think, okay, I'm there, I'm playing arenas, I'm a rock and roll road guy, and I can throw the TV like Axl Rose. No, you can't. It's really bad.
You know, the fact,
really friendly.
You all had came up in a time, you know, where everybody was kind of writing the rule books, you know, and things like that. And I guess what was kind of cool about all of that is that you were given the opportunity to make it right, you know, just by simply paying for it. You know, these days it doesn't even matter if you can pay for it or not. You know, these people want blood. You know, they want you to suffer for what doing. Yeah, so it's a big
difference.
They want
to ban everybody from the hotel. They want to call the police. And I understand it, you know, it's their property, and it's not cool because I do this for a living. It's acceptable, you know. I mean, like I said, I didn't always make the best of decisions, so I'm kind of paying that back by just warning off, you know, the next generation. Please don't do the stupid things that I did.
you've been like really having this come coming to yourself thing going on, man. I mean, you're like really doing some soul searching. Are you okay? You've done some cool stuff.
I'm a little older and wiser. I drink a whole lot less, and my brain cells that didn't die are kind of waking up going, wow, there's stuff going on here. So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And my last and possibly most important hotel warning tip, whatever, is should you have an overnight guest, Please. Well, firstly, I recommend never get the mini bar key. When they offer it to you, never, never, never take it. No, you don't want that because it's temptation when you're alone. And should you have an overnight guest and they wake up first, you may find yourself with an empty mini bar. And I can tell you, in 1990, that cost about $238. I imagine it's a lot more now. So.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, absolutely. It's those macadamia nuts. Those will kill you every time.
I'm sure that's what you got it for, was the macadamia nuts. That's complimentary.
It was all gone.
That was during the time periods where, I mean, they threw nuts at you on a plane, man. Nuts meant nothing.
Well, we weren't all allergic to them. Yeah, I mean, nuts take the whole plane out these days. My God.
Right.
Good Lord, does he have a box cutter? No, he's got a pack of peanuts. Look out.
Okay, like I said, I'm not buying the mini bar thing was all about the nuts. Well, actually,
it was about the nuts. Pack of macadamia nuts was more than two bottles of Jack Daniels out of that, the little mini Jack Daniels.
Right.
Good Lord, those things. No, that was the bad. And the playing cards. What on earth do you need playing cards for in a mini bar?
You were being so sweet, and you were being. My mind's in the gutter at the moment.
Well, that's okay. Speak up.
I was trying to tell you that it wasn't about the nuts, but apparently it is. I was hanging out with all you guys. You guys are making me absolutely awful. And I'm a good girl. I am.
Well, you hang around. I mean, we're known villains. You have to imagine something was going to rub off.
Well, no. I thought you was going to treat me like, a princess with kid gloves and stuff.
Well, you can't walk around our world without getting a little dirt rub off on you, so it's not intentional.
And if you believe anything I just said.
I know, believe me. So what's the electrifying, stupefying, thing that you're going to do to me now?
Yeah, okay, so while I'm talking to you, what I am going to do, and see, this is kind of cool because this gets to be just a between a me and you kind of thing moment, I'm going to text you something, and we're going to talk about it on air, but these people won't get to see it until I actually post it on social media, okay? So,
okay, I'm not very hip with my phone.
No.
You hang up to read the text.
No, honey, you're gonna leak. No, you're gonna look at this later. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna talk about what I'm. Just ride this bicycle with me. Okay.
Okay. Once around the park on a tandem bicycle.
Whatever you gotta do.
Birds are singing.
Whatever you gotta do. Right. Yes. The hills are alive. All of it. Okay. So. Remember, we've been dropping, and hinting, and actually I've just been coming right out and saying that we were going to have a 2-hour dedicated to the stuff that we do for Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series. And, I made an executive decision, and you told me to give you at least a week and a half week's notice.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Okay.
Okay. Well, actually, you kind of knew about it a little bit. We decided that we wanted to start going with this in October because this is a show that's going to be happening once a month, right? And once a month, this is that opportunity where we got roundtables. We've got a couple of guys that are actually going to be able to catch up with each other on air. And this show is dedicated to everything that we do and everything that encompasses, the Road Crew Radio Series. And so I was just kind of looking at, the calendar and deciding that if we didn't go ahead and get this going, that it will be like forever before we get started. So October the 5th, since we did agree that the first Thursday of every month, starting at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 to midnight Central Standard Time, was going to be actually the Radio Memphis load-in. And so I'm thinking that would be a great day to go ahead and get started with that.
Okay. So this is Thursday the 5th at 10 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's 10 p.m. your time or my time?
That's my time.
So it's 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. my time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me get my pen and start. Commence to writing. Otherwise, I won't remember in the morning when I get up.
Yeah, well, go ahead and write that down. And see, I'm gonna text you this really cool logo that I've already made.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. See, that's kind of what I do. And I'm gonna send it to you and everything. And I just wanted to share this moment with everybody else that's like tuned in and listening to us, so that it's this is kind of like our binding contract with each other that this will happen. Okay. So I'm figuring.
Wait, did you say binding contract?
And we're not.
Does that mean if it doesn't work out, I lose half my stuff again? Because I've already done that one.
Now, would I do that to you?
I've heard that before.
I know. She probably had a sexier voice than I did. It's kind of messed up. Now, look, one of the other things I really thought about, because this is going to be the first show, and, you know, you and I are going to have the opportunity to kind of sit down in the beginning and, you know, kind of really kind of set the stage with what's going to be going on, you know, with the Radio Memphis load-in show. And, you know, and once a month, again, we've already kind of, you know, planted, you know, some seeds on, you know, some individuals, you know, some, as I call them, our, you know, our players and our play that we've got going on that are going to show back up and going to actually sit down and have some conversations, you know, and a lot of the guys, you know, you've heard here on Radio Memphis, we've done some interviews with, or they've checked in, or they've done some tips, and we've got some new people that are actually coming into the fold. But for that first one, and I'm hoping the UK is tuned in. I'm hoping the UK is tuned in, because I really think that Batty needs to be the one that calls in for that, you know, for that later on, which means that he will be inconvenienced, because that means he'll probably have to get up, like, and be ready and on the phone with all of us, like at 4:30 his morning, which I think he can do it, because I know he's been tuned in. He's probably tuned in right now.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I don't have a doubt. Hey, Bat.
So I figured, you know, if we get with Batty, you know, we can, and, you know, and who knows, like I said, for those of you that are tuning in and hanging out, not only did we do our weekly road tip, we are actually giving you a time frame that we're starting our Radio Memphis load-in show. And with that being said, to give us some time, if we want to make some additions and things like that, they can look for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series Facebook page. They can also go on Memphis Metal Mondays. They can go to Radio Memphis Around the World, because I'm going to start making some posts, and you're going to see a very, very cool little thing on, you know, the actual show, and as far as when it gets started, you know, and kind of what's going to be going on with that and what it entails. And, you know, who knows? We're going to go for that. So I'm thinking I'm ready, and I'm wanting to go ahead and jump on into it, because,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm always in, you know that.
I know you are. And see, that's the beautiful thing about our relationship, man. You always are like, yeah, let's do this, D. I'm like, okay.
Let's do it.
That's easy, you know. And see, the funny thing too, and, you know, Ken, is that we've got some really cool guys and even gals, you know, that will wind up wanting to get in, you know, and sit and talk with each other. And the stories are going to be hilarious. They're going to be fun, you know. And of course, everybody's going to be talking their insights and, you know, and some of the things that they've been through. On top of that, maybe some advice, you know, will come out, what to do, what not to do, you know, all of it. But, you know, this is kind of what you and I had always planned. You know, we wanted to be able to put it in a good light and have, you know, have a platform for everybody.
And the show's got to grow and try new things and expand. You know, it has to. There's enough content there.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think by doing different time slots, we'll pick up different people that'll end up listening to everything across the board, you know,
yes,
once they get acclimated to what works for them time-wise.
Yes. You know, and when it's all said and done, of course, you know, we'll capture, you know, the episodes and stuff like that, you know, for later listening for Radio Memphis On Demand and stuff. You know, we're not gonna leave everybody out in the dry on that. But, you know, it's we've had such a fantastic response to everything that we've done up until this point. You know, big thank yous to you, you know, for
and you're the heart and part of this thing. You do way more work than I just said. Hey, I got this idea. Rub two sticks together, makes a fire. And you're out there burning down the tree. So.
Well, you know, and I've had some help. Like I said, you know, with you, you know, and, you know, our UK connection. You know, he's been trying to work out a couple of things. Of course, I have to give a big shout out to Dan Stevenson. He's been extremely, you know, extremely amazing, yep, and extremely helpful. You know, and everybody, you know, and Dancer. By the way, Dancer is next week's road tip. He's already locked in.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'll be listening.
Yes. Dancers, Dancers become like one. He's become like my spirit animal.
That's cool. I've seen him post, you know, here and there, and it's like, wow, Dancer's really up for this. This is cool.
He is, you know, and it's so funny because I get so much from him. So he's, everybody has been so great about it, and with everybody being so great about it, some incredible people and incredible talent, you know, from behind the scenes is starting to come forward, and it's just, you know, just it's a whole nother world, you know, and I feel like a kid in a candy store. So you guys have been so great to me, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, you know, I told you long ago, it's family, extended family, and once it gets going and you pull family in, okay, here comes a cousin, here comes an uncle or whatever, and, you know, everybody's in eventually.
Yeah,
I actually heard from the elusive Ralph earlier today asking where to find you again. So
Ralphie, we sent each other a message on Facebook and stuff. It didn't go away.
Yeah, he's. I think he's honestly. I don't mean to sound mean, but I think he's trying to dial in his radio to get.
Oh.
And I've told him, like, dude, here's where you go. So we might hear from him soon.
You know what?
You might.
Okay. You know, he may have to turn into a project for us.
Yeah.
Something. Okay. All right. All right. That's okay.
He's like the elusive Sasquatch. We know we suspect he's there, but we're not sure.
Everybody is, like I said, with all of you. And of course, I can't go without saying Putter.
Yeah.
You know,
better tea.
Yeah. Yeah. So you, all of you, I love you guys all so much. You have no idea. Really, y'all do.
Oh, and we all love you too. You know, this is good. It's, you know, we've all talked and, you know, we're kind of, spending time together kind of in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, and remembering how, you know, the friendships and the family, you kind of, like, the years go by and, you know, you get busy and you kind of, it's like you do that with your own family too. I'm guilty, you know, and I need to make, you know, a concerted effort. So, you know, it's kind of bringing the family back together, which is cool.
It is, and that's the way it should be. Okay, stop being so mushy, man. This is a metal show, and like we're like totally having a girl moment. All right, stop.
Well, you know, they had those power ballads in the '80s, and they counted as metal, so I think we're okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, I can play that game. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this would be like Home Sweet Home from Motley Crue. You know.
I feel like
that was metal. Well, not really. But well, yeah, it was metal.
Whatever. Well, no, okay.
Our power ballad moment.
I loved them. I did the power ballad thing. It worked on me. It did.
We all did.
At least you said it. Well, honey.
All right. Enough of that stuff. Fire and bomb and metal and
see, that's what I'm talking about. No, October. Yeah. Thursday, first Thursday of every month, starting in October. October 5th kicks it off. Radio Memphis, yep. Load in, right? And this is actually a 2-hour dedicated show to the Radio Memphis Road Crew radio series. You don't know who you might be hearing from. You have no idea who's going to be coming, you know, pulling up to the table to sit down to talk to each other. And of course, you know, we're going to actually, be the ones that actually tend to the circus, you know, and stand in the middle of all of this and seeing, you know, see what, you know, what kind of stuff we can start with that. And with this, it's going to bring a load of fun, a ton of info, and, you know, just a ton of stories that I know are not written down in books. I know that it's not part of, you know, normal history, and it's actually going to give us another insight from another point of view, and it's actually one of the most important points of view. So I think it's going to be good.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, all this talking and that we have all been doing, it's rattling loose other memories that had kind of gotten a pile of dust laid on them, and it's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even, you know, I told J-Man this would happen, and he said, he noticed it. He said as he's, you know, digging in his own skull and pulling out memories, it was knocking other ones loose. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember that gig.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Jeff Mann, all right, a big shout-out to him because we know that he's tuned in. He's actually done a couple of tips with us. And, of course, you know, we've done, you know, done some fantastic things as far as with him. You know, big thank yous to him as well.
And do you mean Jeff Mann, the published author? Is that Jeff Mann?
I know, right? And he's actually doing some really cool stuff with that. He's got his own little book signings and things going on. And, you know, he's going to do this. Yes, aren't you proud?
Very proud of my little brother, Jeff. Very proud.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, so good stuff. You know, who knows? You know, all of these cool stories. There's a lot of things that are coming to fruition. So everybody needs to really pay attention also too, because you know one of the things that we're also doing is that we're putting together. You know, we're also putting together what's considered kind of like an audio history book, if you will, just by talking to all you guys. You know, you guys were there during very integral parts. You know, of artist careers and, you know, certain happenings, you know, during those years and stuff. And so everybody gets to kind of tune in and hear some things that, you know, you won't read. And guess what?
Yeah.
You're going to get to hear it right here in Radio Memphis. So
absolutely. The oral history of rock and roll backstage or whatever. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Good deal. That's going to be
the unofficial history, because we're not acknowledging 100% whether these facts are true or not.
We are not acknowledging, of course, some of the, you know, there are some that are actually going to stay true and blue to, you know, the NDAs, and you know, it could have happened. It might have been somebody who kind of looked like it could have been in that area of the country. But anyways, right? You know, either way, it's still going to be a lot of fun, and you know, we're going to wind up. It's going to be crazy. So I don't want anybody to miss it.
No, sounds like a good plan. Let's go.
All right. Well, then there you go. See, that's the beautiful thing about you guys. You just say it, and you're like, okay, let's do it. And, you know, you don't even question it, and that's what I love. I love
Circle
it.
Circle the wagons. Let's go.
Love it. Well, listen, baby, I know you got to get you some rest. I'm going to rock out. I'm going to play some metal. I'm going to air drum for a little bit, and I'm going to hang out with everybody. And of course, you know, you're going to be checking in, you know, every other week or so, you know, on the tips and stuff like that. So we're going to have plenty of time to catch up. And of course, here in the next, you know, in less than 2 weeks, you know, we got to load in.
Yeah, we got to load in. So. Old school. Loading in again once more. Let's do it.
Well, all right, honey. Get you some rest. We'll talk soon, okay?
Take care, D. Take care, everybody. I will see you. I'll talk soon.
Okay, baby. Love you.
All right, bye. Love you too. Bye.
All right. Mr. Ken Barr right here on Radio Memphis. That is for your weekly radio tip for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series. Tip number 9. Of course, for his tips, obviously, he's wanting you to make sure, you know, of course, you're thinking about hotels, thinking about where you might stay. Make sure you grab business cards in the event that you get out, you get somewhere. Maybe you're not coherent. Maybe you're not paying attention. And you'll have a way and you'll understand where you could tell your driver to take you back. Very good. And of course, do remember, please remember, it is not the 70s and 80s, and you cannot treat your establishments that you actually decide to sleep in, you know, as if it was a free rock concert, because they're probably not going to appreciate it, and they're not going to be as cool, and they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to turn the eye, as Ken said, as they used to, and it's probably going to cost you a ton. All right. And of course, that being said, you know, make sure also at the very end, which started this whole other conversation, if you do choose to have an overnight guest, apparently, I don't know how this works now. Back then, obviously, if you had a mini bar, you know, if that guest stayed overnight, 9 times out of 10, when you woke up in the morning, there'd be nothing left. But then again, the reason why you got the money, the mini bar was because of, you know, the guest. I'm kind of on the fence about all of that. Either way, be responsible about it all. And you heard it right here. The Radio Memphis Load-In Radio, live radio show dedicated to the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series right here on Radio Memphis and brought to you by Ken Barr Films. Officially kicks off once a month, first Thursday of every month, 10 p.m. Central Time, Central Standard Time, right here, radio-memphis.com. Okay, first one on the park right here is going to be October the 5th. All right, make sure, and of course, you know, stay tuned to the Radio Memphis Facebook pages, Radio Memphis social media, Instagram, follow me on Twitter, you know, all that good stuff, and we'll kind of keep you guys updated as things are unfolding, and have some fun with us, because you never, never, never know what we're going to be stepping into.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.